This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
Xmas comes early to Mystic Falls. Lizzie and Sebastian finally hook up, and Raph meets his dad. All this and more right after this.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, with the buzz.
Woo! What's up, guys? What's up, everyone? My name is Shiksha Methani, a.k.a. Bali Girl, and I will be your host tonight. Unfortunately, my co-host, Haley Graves, could not make it tonight. We will all miss her. Haley, we miss you dearly. But I'm here, and we are talking a mid-season finale of Legacies. I'm really excited that we're finally here. Overall, I thought that the episode was honestly really good. There was a lot of romantic tension. You guys could probably agree. Alaric finally is back in the school. That just makes me so crazy happy. And the whole Christmas, the way that they did it early, I just loved it overall. So we're going to be talking first about Landon and Raph, then we're going to be talking about Lizzie and Sebastian, followed up with Hope and the school being so merry with Krampus and Claus. Then, of course, Clark, Hope and Landon, and Josie and Alaric, followed up with some news and gossip, a fun little game, and, of course, our special segment, The Merge. Let's just get right into it, you guys. Let's start talking about Landon and Raph. So Landon has run away from the school because he couldn't choose between a girl because, I don't know, he's a wimp, in my opinion. He does redeem himself by the end, and we'll talk about that. But, yeah, and Raph finally decides to go with him because he's a great brother. I personally love this bromance. I love that the, you know, TVD originals world, they always have some sort of romance going on, like brotherly love, and I absolutely adore it. I love it so much, and I hope that they keep it going. And the fact is that we finally get to know more about Raph. I know that in the past few episodes, Haley and I have just been going on about how Raph doesn't really have a storyline and we don't know enough about him. And they're finally giving him screen time. They're finally giving him a story. Landon basically had Joe find his lineage, and we find out that Raph's parents parents are actually alive. Not the mom, but the dad is alive. So he does come across his dad. I want to know, put it in the comments, you guys, what you guys think about Raph's dad and that whole situation. I have J-Lo, my producer, up in the booth helping me out.
Hey, over here. I'm so excited to be here on the show tonight. Woo! So we have Logan Knight, Ivan Soto, Fun Size 40, Gracian Ryan. Thank you so much for being in the live chat. Carlos Hernandez, I will definitely be helping you with the live chat tonight. So any comments, I will read them out loud to you guys.
Woo! Thank you, J-Lo. So she's going to be helping me out with the chat, so make sure to be leaving your comments right there for me. I'm going to take a really quick second to just thank you for joining me here at AfterBuzz TV. You guys are the ones that make us the ESPN of TV talk. We while you're sitting there chatting with me, make sure to hit that like button because you love us. Hit that subscribe button. And if you're listening on iTunes or Spotify, make sure to hit that 5-star button. I want all 5 stars, guys, please. So yes, just want to quickly say thank you so much for making us here, the ESPN of TV Talk. All right, guys, going back to Raph's dad. It was really interesting to hear that it was Raph's mom that was a werewolf. So it's cool to know kind of where Raph's lineage is and why he is the way he is. The fact that his parents were in Afghanistan and that's where the mom killed somebody. It just kind of makes sense. I do wish we could have met the mom, but it's okay. The love between Raph and his dad was so sweet. I did kind of feel bad for Landon because he I feel like he kind of felt a little left out, even though he was doing it for his brother, because he finally remembered his mom, you guys. I mentioned that when all the Malivore's memories were given back to everybody. I don't know if you guys remember, but I was wondering if Landon was going to remember his mom. And he did. So we finally find that out. And unfortunately, it was like a sad story about his mom. It wasn't like good news. But at least he finally got to know what happened. And now Raph is finally getting to know what happened with his family. So it's almost like they're getting closure. And I wonder if this is what's going to help them finally just stay at the school. Because they keep finding reasons to leave. I know that Raph has not yet gone back to the school and Landon has, but I don't know. I think that Raph will eventually go back. He had already talked about needing to go back with his dad and how they help him, you know, with everything. He does obviously have some anger management issue problems, especially having been a werewolf for so long. So it's interesting to see him trying to control that. I really do want to see more of Raph trying to control his werewolf side, because we really haven't seen that. And I wonder what kind of a role his dad is going to play now, because now we've met him. But what do you guys think? You know, is the dad going to stick around for long? Is there a purpose for him meeting his dad other than getting some sort of closure? Let me know, because I'm wondering about that, honestly.
Carlos Hernandez in the live chat said, but his dad did tell him he should go back.
Yes, he did. And so, thank you. I wonder, you know, is this like a one episode thing or a 2-episode thing with the dad? Or is he going to play a bigger role in the story? Which will be interesting, because we already know that Landon's dad is Malivore, and Malivore plays such a big role in the story. I wonder if Raph's parents are going to play a role at all. I would love to see that, actually, just because, again, I need more Raph. We're not getting a lot of Raph. The one thing that got me a little bit, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but Raph was like, oh, Landon knows how to take care of himself. He's the best one. He's the best at surviving. Where does he think Landon is exactly? Luckily, Lizzie found Landon, which we're going to talk about Lizzie in a minute. But, you know, where does Raph, he's just sitting outside in the woods? I mean, I don't know. That kind of got me a little off guard. Like, dude, you know, your brother brought you here. He did this for you. And what about him? You're just going to let him go? Anyway, that was just me. Let me know if you agree or disagree.
Another comment that we have is Gratian. Ryan says, I have a feeling his dad killed his mom.
What? No, because didn't the mom run away with the child? Right? So how could he have killed the mom?
And then Logan Knight says pretty much the same thing. The dad could have killed the mom and keeping it a secret.
That's really interesting, guys. Oh, that would be really cool. At least it would give us more to the story of his parents. I guess we'll have to wait and see, but I'm loving that prediction. So Landon does go outside, and he is found by Lizzie. I swear, guys, Lizzie has just been the best character, in my opinion, this season. She's just so funny and so strong. I don't know. I really love her character. The road trip with Sebastian was just funny. I loved it. I loved that she was, you know, not taking his shit. And when he said, you know, it's because you fancy me, that's why I'm here, and she threw him out of the car. I was like, yeah, Lizzie, you do that. You kick him out. Like, he doesn't deserve to be in the car with you if he's going to play that attitude, you know? And of course, he's a vampire, so he can just run back to her. So it's fine. It's not a matter of, like, safety or anything. But yeah, I thought the road trip was a really cute scene. I liked that a lot. And it was interesting that now Sebastian has a daylight ring. And the whole, I don't know, the whole thing about Sebastian wanting to come to the school because it's the kindest place he's ever seen. Do you guys buy that? Do you believe him that this is the kindest place he's ever seen and that's why he wants to stay? Maybe it's because he fancies Lizzie. Who knows? Yeah, I'd love to know what you guys think about that line. But yes, Lizzie.
Another comment from the live chat from Kevin Soto. He says, Lizzie's car was in Damon Salvatore's car from TBD.
Was it? Okay, I didn't catch that. Thank you, Ivan. You guys, let me know if he's right. I actually didn't catch that, but I love that little, like, Easter egg that they put in there, if that's true. So, guys, as I was saying, Lizzie and Sebastian did finally hook up. Finally, finally. We all have been waiting for it all season. Oh, snap. Thanks, J-Lo. Yeah, so that was really hot, you know, with the whole he took off his shirt and he had the abs. And how many of you in the chat liked seeing Sebastian's abs finally? Let me know if you're loving this relationship between Lizzie and Sebastian. There were moments where, you know, Lizzie was, like, hating on Sebastian that I felt it was a little bit forced. But it didn't bother me really that much. It was just a note that I took because it did. And I wonder if maybe the actors, it just, that relationship needs to develop a little bit over time. But there's so much potential there. I love it so much. Just so much heat and passion. It's awesome. Love that Sebastian actually killed Landon. I mean, if he's going to kill somebody, then kill Landon because he'll come back. But I do wonder, how many times can Landon actually be killed? Because we don't know the answer to that. And that's something that Joe had mentioned at the beginning of the season when Landon kept killing himself over the summer. So, you know, now that he's been killed again, I'm just curious to know how many times do you guys think he can be killed? Overall, though, loved the Sebastian and Lizzie thing. So let me know if you agree. All right, guys.
In the live chat says, I need more substance between Lizzie and Sebastian. It's too physical at this point.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, and that's what I think that maybe that's what I meant about the felt too forced. I need that to develop a little bit further because even though Sebastian has been in the has been in this all season, it's not been a lot of him for this whole time. Lizzie kind of thought she was crazy. Right? I mean, I know there was some, they kissed and then she thought she was crazy and now he's back and stuff. Maybe it needed a little bit more time for us to really buy into it. I'm not sure. But now that he's going to be a student at the school, it'll be kind of cool to see how that plays out, you know, with them going to school together and how that kind of turns out. Yeah, and we didn't, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, because I was thinking about Lizzie and MG wasn't in this episode, which is really interesting and kind of sad, but so yeah, we missed MG. Yeah, so let's go on to talk about the school. We had Krampus and Santa Claus, you guys. What did you think about this whole angle? I swear, Krampus was the Grinch. That's everything that they said about Krampus related it back to the Grinch for me. I wrote some notes on what they said. They were talking about how his heart was too small. They talked about him stealing Christmas. But instead of, you know, trying to grow his heart like in the Grinch, they just killed him. So there's that. But yeah, I definitely thought it was very creative. The whole Krampus versus Santa Claus thing. I didn't really know what to expect with the whole everybody's feeling merry thing. I did love how everybody was merry except for Hope. I thought it was a little funny. But then I started to feel really bad for Hope because she says the reason she doesn't feel merry is because she doesn't, you know, she misses her family and she has no reason to feel thankful, which I think is just so sad. I really just wanted to give her a hug and be like, you have so many friends who love you. So, you know, there's so many people love you. So you have reason to be thankful. Anyway, so Hope is there in the school trying to convince everybody that, you know, everybody's married, that this is a monster with the snow and... Oh, no. Yeah, the fact that Hope was trying to convince everybody about the monster, it just shows that she's the leading girl. She's the strong one. We like seeing Klaus. We like seeing Klaus's daughter as the strong one, of course, because she's Klaus's daughter. But yeah, I thought it was really interesting the way that they did it. That it was Christmas in October. I didn't expect that at all. The fact that it was in the fall that they were having Christmas with the snow. I did think that that was creative. Let me know if you guys thought it was a creative thing to do or if it wasn't your thing. I do want to know. The fact that they were wishing for stuff with ribbons and throwing it into the fire, that was pretty cool. But what caught me off guard was that Hope took Clark out of the little cage in the basement. She took him out, and Doran gives him a ribbon to write a wish without even questioning why Clark is out of the cage. And I know that it was the it's the Simu Landon that turned into Clark, and I know he's gonna die at midnight. But even so, Doran should be like, why is he out of the cage? He just hands him a ribbon and moves on, which then allows him to write a wish, which wishes for Krampus to come and give him the trident, right? So that was like, dude, what are you doing, Doran? I don't understand. I don't know if you guys caught that. But yeah, the whole Krampus thing, he was really ugly. The tongue was disgusting. I liked how Hope cut it in half. J-Lo, is anybody saying what they thought of Krampus in the chat?
Ivan Soto says, Hope is definitely Klaus and Haley's daughter, being 55. Julie Plec has mentioned it, and it's kind of... And then Bean 55 said earlier, it's kind of running gag within TVD to celebrate holidays in the correct time frame.
Mm.
And Ivan Soto says Santa Claus is a badass. Who knew?
Well, yeah, that was so cool.
And Carlos Hernandez says, oh, yes, the old claymation celebrity death match missed that in the corner of Santa and this corner of Krampus.
Okay. Awesome. Guys, thanks for chatting with me. Keep it coming. So let's talk about how much of a badass Santa was. That was awesome. So throughout all of this, for the first half of the episode, with the snow and them saying there's a monster and everybody's feeling very merry, I definitely thought that Krampus was the monster. And so when they tried to kill Krampus, I didn't expect Santa to come, which saying that, I realized that they put him in the trailer last week, but I still didn't. I wasn't thinking about it, I guess. It was just Krampus is the guy that they need to, kill. And I didn't think about Santa being the badass who comes and kills Krampus. That was so cool. And he literally, like, takes his heart out and holds it in his hand. I love that they gave Santa, like, vampire speed. That was pretty cool. Do you guys think Santa was a vampire? And that's why he doesn't die. He lives for so long and... He has that speed. I wonder, or is he like just a separate magical being all by himself? That's something that I wonder. It would be cool if he was. I take it back. I don't think it would be cool if he was a vampire. I do think it would be cool if he was just his own magical being, but it is possible in this world for him to be a vampire, which would be interesting. So yeah, I like how he kind of just took over. He remembered who everybody was. That was really cute. And the fact that he was giving people what they want, which takes me into Alaric. Alaric actually comes in and he's in the school. And I love that because you guys know that one thing that's been really missing for me has been Alaric not being at the school. But I wonder why they even did that whole public school thing, because we're not seeing Maya or Ethan at all. Are they gonna come back into the series? Are they going to be werewolves or vampires or something? Because we know that something's off about their dad. We don't know what the deal is with Ethan and Maya's dad. But now that Alaric is at the school, you know, there's no reason for them to show the public school unless it connects somehow. So I wonder about that. But Yeah, I loved seeing Alaric finally at the school, finally where he belongs. It was just, it was so healing almost, this episode was. And the fact that, you know, Joe decided to finally, to ask for the perfect gift for her dad just kind of shows us that Joe is not a lost soul, that despite all the dark magic, she's still herself. I know that there was a comment, the Bang Mokoena said Josie's eyes turned full black before she passed out last week. Do you guys think that it's going to come back in some way, maybe darkening Josie slowly or something? So that's been a question we've been having all season, is Joe just going to be really dark? Is that the way she's headed? But now that Clark has revealed himself that he was Vardy and is not pushing Joe in that direction, does that mean Joe is not going that way? That she's not going to be dark? She just uses dark magic when she really needs it? I hope that she doesn't go dark, because I love her. I love her character. I mean, I think that she does have a pure soul, and it was just darkening her heart, all this dark magic. So the fact that she asked for the perfect gift for her dad means that she's finally accepting her dad and loving her dad and forgiving her dad for everything, you know, because they did have a little bit of a fight. So I'm really glad to see them kind of come back together as one. And then Santa Claus gave what she wished for, which is the perfect gift for dad, and it was to make him headmaster again, which is like made the night. The perfect way to like end this mid-season finale was to give Alaric that position back. Let me know, do you guys agree that he should be headmaster again, or do you disagree? Were you happy about this? I personally was very happy. I was just like, yes, Alaric is headmaster again. This is amazing. And the fact that, you know, him and Dorian are making up and they're friends again, I really hope to see their relationship grow and become stronger, because that's been lacking a little bit for me. So overall, really loved that. I thought it was hilarious that Santa Claus gave Caleb his car, because Caleb at the beginning of the episode had mentioned that he's always been wishing for this one thing and he never gets it. And I guess it's the car, which was, it was a really nice car, you guys. I mean, if I could wish for a car, I would ask for one. Are you kidding me? That was awesome. So really loved that. So yeah, overall, everybody's merriness kind of comes to a close. The snow melts, which was nice. I'd like to kind of, yes, is there a comment?
Carlos Hernandez says, I'm glad Alaric is back as headmaster.
Yes!
And Fun Size 40 says, I agree, I love it.
Yes, I'm so glad.
We have Grayson Ryan saying, should have made him a perfect dad. And Billy Jean Girl 24, seeing Josie cry made me feel sad. She cries beautifully.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we're going to talk about Josie in a second about that. But I want to quickly talk about Clark. So here's something that I was thinking about. Because he tells Hope, you know, give me the truth spell. And I'm telling you the truth when I say I'm going to go into the pit. Because that's what they need, right? Because he's going to disappear by midnight. So he's saying he'll go into the pit to kind of close it. To defeat Malvor. But do you believe that Clark was trying to do the right thing? And I know he was under the truth spell. I get that. But for me, it was a little out of character for him to be doing that. And I know that he feels burned by his dad. But for him to just give himself up that way, I don't know. It just didn't fit for me. Obviously, it was the right thing to do and it was a good thing. But for me, it just didn't make sense, that transition to wanting the trident 1 minute to save himself, to saying, okay, I'll sacrifice myself and go into the pit. That kind of threw me off a little bit. Not sure if you guys agree about that. But the fact of the matter is, we finally know one of the people that's under the Red Hood, right? The Red Hood beheads Clark as he's getting into the pit, throws the head into the pit, and then reveals himself. So was that Malivor, you guys? Because he said, I prefer Halloween. Tell me what you guys think, because that, I was just like, oh my God, we don't even know who that is. We were really thinking that the person under the hood was going to be one of the characters we already knew. Now, there are still two more red hooded figures that they've shown in previous episodes, and we don't know who they are, and we haven't seen them in a quick minute, but yeah, that was interesting. I wonder if that's Malivor, and now by showing his form, can they kill him a little bit easier. Oh, that was the necromancer. Oh, thanks, guys. Okay, see, that's helpful. From season one. Thank you, guys. So, Grace and Ryan, Ivan Soto, V Bean, thank you guys for letting me know because that threw me off a little. So, that was a necromancer. Okay, so we do know. I just forgot for like a second. So, that's why I need you guys here. Did you guys expect it to be the necromancer, though? You know, where do you guys think that that's headed? Because that was really interesting, at least I thought. And the fact that now Clark is definitely gone. That's it for his character. It's over. Are you guys going to miss him? I personally will not miss Clark at all. I'm done with him. I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to move on from him. I'm ready to move on from Malivore, that whole thing. I'm just done with. It's kind of been going on for too long. Yeah, guys, I see in the chat you guys are saying necromancer. Thank you for that. So, yes. People are forgetting his name, too. So, yeah, thank you, guys. So, yeah, I thought that that was really interesting. And that kind of takes me now back to the eyeball in the school. What does that mean? What is that eyeball? Is that the new monster that the Sphinx was talking about last episode, saying that there's somebody new, right? Is that going to be part of that? Who's watching them? Because, you know, Ryan was in the school as Vardy watching the students, and now this new monster is coming. Are they watching with that eyeball? And when would we find out?
Logan Knight says that he thought it was going to be Malibor. Malibor?
Who, the Malibor. Under the red hood? Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. Me too, honestly.
And then War Hero 99 says, poor Clark, but he should have been a better brother to Landon.
Yes.
Fun Size 40 says, I thought they killed him. I really don't remember.
Yeah, guys. I need to go back and fresh up on the Necromancer, like watch those episodes because I'm not remembering it that well either. Carlos Hernandez, so who put the eyeball in the school then? There must be someone else around besides the Necromancer. I agree, you guys. I don't understand what the eyeball is about. That's obviously something they haven't told us about yet. But I definitely think that has to do with the bigger new monster that's going to take over Malivore's place in the story. Just because they keep showing the eyeball. So there has to be some reason that it keeps popping up. And it's got to be for a bigger, big bad, right? That's what I think. So Billie Jean Girl 24 is saying the eye is from the zombie the Red Cloak sent out. Oh, is it? You guys, is that true? Well, what does that mean? You see the confusion. And we have to wait till January to find out more. It's driving me crazy. So going on, let's talk about Landon and Hope. Oh, okay, and Josie. Because Landon finally made a decision. And I don't know how I feel about it. Okay, because yes, Landon was doing the right thing. That is true. He told Hope, hey, wait, I need to talk to somebody else before I talk to you. That was definitely the right thing to do. So good for you, Landon, for being a good person. But seeing Josie cry, and you guys mentioned this already, yes, she does look beautiful when she cries. It's true. But it was so sad. Like, guys, I was tearing up, and I don't tear up that easily with TV. It was just, they were really pulling at our heartstrings. That was so sad because I love the Landon Josie thing.
I have one for you. So yes. Ivan Soto goes, Hope and Landon. Handon is the best thing ever. So he combined their names together.
Yes, Handon. Okay, guys, but I don't love the Handon thing. And I know that some of you guys are not going to like me for saying that because you are Handon fans and you guys say that they're the epic love story. But I don't want that. I want Josie and Landon to be the epic love story, not Hope and Landon. Because for some reason, even though they have a little chemistry, I feel like Landon and Josie have stronger chemistry and they're better for each other. They make each other better. They make each other stronger. And I don't know. I feel like Landon is a lost little puppy when he's around Hope, just following her around. And I don't like that. It needs to be an equal relationship. And I know that not all of you guys are going to agree. That's just my opinion. But yeah, so the fact that now Hope and Landon are together and yay, okay, great. And it was sweet and it was cute. And I'll give you that. I'm really hoping that this means that let's get that out of our system and let's move on to Josie and Landon later on in the season or next season. I don't know. But that's kind of, that's what I'm rooting for, guys. Because also don't forget that Haley and I, we've talked about this. We're Rope fans. And I know so many of you guys don't like the ship name Rope. But I love it. So whatever. It's Raphael and Hope is Rope. I think that they could be really good together, and it would also kind of give Raphael more in the story because, again, we're not seeing enough of him. So, yeah, that's what I think.
Fun Size 40 says the real love story is Penelope and Josie.
Oh, yes, but Penelope's gone. I wish she'd come back, but she hasn't. Ugh, what else are they saying?
Ivan Soto says Josie and Landon is like siblings dating.
Okay, no. I don't agree. I'm sorry. That's not true. I think that they're great together. Disagree.
Red Contreras says, I think Josie and Landon was just a plot point to create against between Hendon. Don't think they get back together.
Stop.
Everybody
oh, no.
Is all for why? Hendon. Pops Lucido says, Hendon always and forever. Ivan, Hendon always and forever indeed.
Okay, so. You guys. I get it. You guys are all Hendon fans. Okay, but I'm just not. I don't know why. I'm just not buying into it. I think my favorite romance right now in the story is definitely Lizzie and Sebastian so far. And then I was really rooting for Josie and Landon. So whatever. Everybody is, you know, allowed their own opinion.
And then I have two more. They're same. Hopefully I'm saying it correct. Hope and Josie, and Grayson Ryan says Josie and Maya.
Josie and Maya. Okay, but we haven't seen enough of Maya, you guys. So that could still happen, but we just haven't seen her.
And Deidre White says Klaus chose Landon for Hope.
Yeah, I guess, but I'm still not loving it, you guys. Sorry, I just don't love it.
And then Ghost 8386 says MG and Josie. I don't
Stop, know. MG and Josie. No, MG is with Caleb's sister, you guys. What?
And then Lubis Maxima says, I ship Hope and Clark.
No. Well, first of all, Clark is gone. We're done with Clark. No, guys.
And then Billie Jean Girl 24 says, Josie used to like Raphael. Why not Josie and Raphael?
Okay. You know what? I can get on board with that. But that would mean leaving Hendon alone. And you guys know how I feel about that. So I don't know. I would not be upset about the Raphael-Josie thing. But I really liked Landon and Josie. And that took me by surprise at the beginning of the season. Because I didn't think I'd like it. But I did. So I know in the beginning of season one, it was Josie had a crush on Raph. I remember that. But I don't know. I still like Landon and Josie, guys. Gratian, Ryan, Caleb, and Josie? No. Oh, God. No. That's, yeah. So Caleb's the only single one, says Fun Size 40, yeah. Yeah, I guess Caleb is the only single one, but you guys, he has his car now. He's good for a while, right? Well, let's deal with the other romances, and then we'll come back to Caleb, yeah? Okay. Oh, and Red Contreras is saying Clark is not gone. His real body was taken by one of the hooded figures. Yeah, I know, but he's beheaded, and the head is in the pit, so how is he coming back? I mean, it could happen. This is a crazy world, but, yeah, and the necromancer has his real body, says Lumos Maxima. Yeah, true. Okay. And sorry, Grayson. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing your name. All right, guys. That is all for the topics. Now let's go on to news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Woo! All right, guys. So Stephen R. McQueen, the actor who played Jeremy Gilbert on Vampire Diaries, he also made an appearance in season one of Legacies, is coming out in a new show, January 2020, called The Warrant. The info for the show reads, after fighting in the Civil War, two Union Army buddies find themselves on opposite sides of the law with the post-war peace at risk. It sounds interesting, and honestly, I just love Stephen R. McQueen, so that sounds pretty cool. Speaking of Vampire Diaries alum, Zach Roerig, who played Matt Donovan, who was actually in season one of Legacies as well as the sheriff, and then we recently found out he's now the mayor. Yay, Matt. So the actor will actually be in a new show called Dare Me on USA. It's being based off of Megan Abbott's book called Dare Me. The description for this show reads, a cheerleader in her senior year of high school plots revenge against the clique she's no longer a part of. It is set to release on December 29th, and that's before we come back. So I thought I would mention it. I think it'll be really fun to see Zach in this new show. Let me know, are you planning to watch either of these shows, which is, what was the first one called? The Warrant or Dare Me? Let me know if you're going to be watching these Vampire Diaries alum in the comments. All right, guys. Moving on. I have something fun for you guys. It's a fun little game, BuzzFeed quiz. So there is a quiz on BuzzFeed that allows you to see what your legacy's personality would be. I put the link to the quiz in the description of this video. So click on that and take the quiz real quick and put in the comments who you are and if you agree with the result. So my result was actually, I was Lizzie Saltzman. Lizzie's definition says, I am cunning, charismatic, and outgoing. Like Lizzie, I am constantly striving to be the very best version of myself. While I can come across as a little abrasive, I just prefer to be in control of situations. That is half true. It's sort of true and half not. But the fact that I'm Lizzie makes me so happy. So guys, Hope, the actress who plays Hope is Danielle Rose Russell. She actually took a BuzzFeed quiz the other day on an interview that tells her which Vampire Diaries personality she is most like. And she actually got Stefan Salvatore. And I have to admit, that kind of makes sense. I know that I've seen in the comments that a lot of you agree that Hope is a lot like Stefan. So that's pretty cool that she actually got that result as part of the quiz. Let me know who you guys got in the comments and do you agree with your results? I think that that would be a little fun thing to do. All right, guys. Moving on to our special segment. Woo! So, for those of you who are just joining us for the first time, our special segment is called The Merge, which basically, because in the show we have the merge with the two sisters who have to then come together, we talk about every week which pairing of this episode we liked best and which pairing of this episode we liked least. I have to say that my favorite merge was probably Lizzie and Sebastian, because that was awesome. My least favorite was probably, a good one was actually Santa Claus and Krampus. That was a good merch too, you guys. Least favorite, probably Hope and Clark. And I know that you guys liked Hope and Clark together, and I didn't hate it. It was just, if I have to choose my least favorite, that's what I would choose. What do you guys think? Let's see. Is anybody responding with their merges yet? J-Lo?
No, not yet.
Oh my god, Carlos Hernandez. Well, oh. Sebastian and Lizzie merged for sure, LOL. Yeah, that's true.
And then I got Lizzie, which makes sense, but I'm always like Hope and Josie.
Yeah, that's true. All right, cool, guys. So make sure to put it in the comments with the merge. I think some of you guys are still taking the quiz. So put all that in the comments so that I can read it. Gracian Ryan said Lizzie and Sebastian, especially a shirtless Sebastian, of course. Totally agree. That was so hot.
And Logan Knight says my favorite merch is Lizzie and Sebastian.
Yeah.
Rick Contreras says Josie and Linda was my least.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I agree because it was heartbreaking, but also I love them together. So I wasn't happy with the way this week turned out for them. So, yeah, I agree with that. All right, guys, getting into our predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh, there's so much to talk about. What should we talk about first? So, okay, we had the riddle that we ended with last week. I don't know if you guys remember the riddle. And there were some comments last week on the video that talked about what they thought that they were. So I'm going to shout out a couple of you guys. I can't do all of them. There are too many, but I'm going to shout out a few. We had Chrissy Howard say that the wolf they're referring to in the riddle could be the old alpha of the wolf pack. Didn't the person with the red hoods capture him while jogging, and now he's the one with the Malivore symbol carved in his head dragging the body? If I'm right, that could be the wolf with two faces. That's really interesting, actually. I forgot about the old alpha. So that would be pretty cool, actually, to see him come back. We'll see, I guess. In regards to a new hero arises that can be felled by a golden arrow, honestly, so many of you in the comments were saying that this had to do with Klaus and Hope, because Klaus can only be daggered by a golden dagger. That's so interesting, and I wonder if they're going to bring that up somehow, and if that really is what the riddle has to do with. Keith Engel said, I'm sorry if I'm butchering your name, he said, my littlest wolf is what Klaus called Hope, and the wolf has many faces. Okay, so could it be Hope that's the littlest wolf? And when time fractures, darkness overwhelms, could be about Josie and her becoming dark. I wonder, because now we're not even sure if Josie is gonna go down the dark route or not. There were so many more, you guys, in the comments. Go out and check it out if you want to see what people are saying. Overall, I have no clue what the riddle is going to be, but I do think that that's going to be how they start off next second half of the season in January. They're going to be talking about the riddle for sure. We're going to have Alaric back in the headmaster seat, which is really cool and I'm really excited about. I'm just wondering if we're going to get Maya and Ethan to come in now, and are they going to be vampires or are they going to be werewolves? I really hope we find out more about the dad, because they're the only two characters we really got to know at the public school. So it'll be cool to kind of get them in. I think Kai is coming back in February, and I do think that he's going to have to do something with either the big new monster or...
Talking about Kai, Logan yes. Knight says, I wonder if the riddle is talking about Kai being the darkest.
You know what, though? It could be. Because Kai is horrible, and he was the darkest, most evil bad that was in TVD. So I wouldn't be surprised, and that could be how they bring him back. But that also means, because Kai doesn't come back till February, and the show comes back January 16th, you guys, write that down, which means we're going to have a couple weeks leading up to it, which I guess makes sense, because they're going to have to be kind of trying to figure out... what the riddle is about. I also wonder, because the Sphinx became sand, and the Sphinx before doing that said, until we meet again, right? So can he just form himself whenever he wants to answer questions? I don't know, but I do think we might see the Sphinx again. Maybe when they finally figure it out. Oh, Gracian Ryan is...
There you go.
Yeah, Kai is probably the Sphinx's new master. So I don't know that if Kai could be the new master, just because he's only going to be in one episode, and that means he has to come and then be defeated in that one episode. I do think that Kai is going to have a big part to play, and I wonder if they're going to help him. I actually don't know what they're going to do with Kai, but he's only there for one episode, so how could he possibly be the new big bad, right? Just because of the way that the actor's schedule is, I don't think that that would make sense. But it would be really cool if they brought Kai back at that level, just because he was so evil, but we loved him and we all loved him. You know I'm right. I think that they're going to start off with everybody just at the school happily, because now Hope is back, you have Alaric back, you have Sebastian who's going to be joining the school, so they're definitely going to start and show some scenes in the school with them just being students at the school, and I really do kind of want to see that, because we're always seeing them fight off bad monsters that now we don't really get to see them as students at all. And I wonder, because now that Malivore is getting defeated and we're moving on, how are they going to do it so that new monsters come in every episode? Is that not going to be a thing anymore? Are they not going to have a new monster every episode? And if not, what are they going to do, right? I do think that they're going to find a way to have new monsters coming in. But as of now, for the last season and a half, it's been because of Malivore. So I'm curious to see what they do. The one great thing about the show, well, one of the many great things about the show is... they're so creative, and you just never know what they're going to do next. So it'll be cool to see. Anybody else giving any predictions in the chat, J-Lo?
No, so far they're talking about Kai. Logan Knight said the riddle took me a while to figure out, especially since I had to really think about it. You forget Kai was scary of Cade. I hope I'm missing. And Ivan Soto says Maldivore isn't defeated.
Yeah, not yet, but he will be soon, I'm pretty sure. Then you have Blue Hat saying, I thought the golden arrow was referring to the clock. Okay. Billie Jean Girl 24 said, yeah, but the gold dagger was melted. It's destroyed. Yeah, so I don't know what they're going to do. And Afron is saying Time Fracture is the hourglass breaking. That's true. We still have the hourglass full of dark magic. And that's got to come into play somehow. Or what's the point of even having it at all, right? Really great, you guys. Keep it coming. Put it in the comments, all your predictions and stuff. Just as a quick reminder, the show doesn't come back until January 16th. So sad, I know. We have to go a whole month without Legacies. But there it is. Thank you guys so much for being here with me tonight and chatting with me. My name is Shiksha Methani, aka Bali Girl. You can find me on all social media platforms at I Am Bali Girl. On there, on my Insta stories, I'm on 6 different after shows, so I'm always posting about them. I post behind the scenes here at AfterBuzz, and I post a lot of Bollywood news, so make sure to check that out. That's at I Am Bali, B-O-L-L-Y Girl. Until next time, you guys, thank you so much.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.